I'm a least experienced to neighbor, so I'll go first. I just got in touch with it very quickly. Learn to embrace and enjoy the unexpected nature of the preacher's daily life. Every day is different. That can be very frustrating and encouraging, but don't let it be that. Enjoy it. And understand that you're still being productive no matter what the day unfolds for you.
I would suggest, especially for the younger fellows, having seen for about 10 years now those that would enter the school of preaching thinking that they were ready to teach there, don't take yourself too seriously. Romans 12:3, as Nero's already alluded to today. Remember James 4:6. It's the humility that's rewarded. Not just for those who have been preaching for 40 and 50 years, they've learned that some of them the hard way. But I hope that some that maybe just getting into the situation don't have to learn that way.
Oh, there was a snow on the roof. I feel like the top of it. Some of you gentlemen. But over the years, I would just simply tell you what Paul said to me. When the few chosen to preach, do the work of an evangelist. And learn how to endure hardship because they will come. And preach the word in season and out of season. And I would add, especially when it's out of season. Now I have a little material advice. Take care of your finances, because you will not preach as long as you probably will want to. I thought I'd never retire. It came earlier than I wanted. Save some. Get to a place to live. Put God first. But take care of yourselves and your family.
Well, Chris, I appreciate that and what saved his life. And I have enjoyed getting to renew our friendship this week and see him again. And when I was here, I profited from his wisdom. And I just say, I hadn't anticipated saying this, but that would be a great piece of advice for all those preachers to get to know older preachers and spend a lot of time with them.
Amen.
A lot of time with them. I would say, develop and nurture a passion and a love for God, and you'll always want to do what's right and develop that relationship. But then also I would say this, and what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, to remember why we are laboring. We're toiling, we're working, and if we can remember that Paul said we do that we might be accepted of him, and because, as he says in the text, we're all going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And knowing also the prayer of the Lord, we persuade men. This is serious. What we're involved in is serious. It pertains to eternal matters. We want to please God. We want to prepare souls for eternity. And then Paul said later on in the text that the love of Christ compelled him, constrained him, motivated him. And you'll see the cross and always keep that in view, the love of God, the love of Jesus. You'll want to serve every day because you've tasted that the Lord is gracious. And as a result of that, you'll be motivated to learn more and more about the will of God. And then the exciting part to me in all of this is not just knowing about the prayer of the Lord and knowing about the judgment, knowing about the love of Christ, but as a result of that, he said, under our trust has been committed the gospel of reconciliation. Or what it is to have something that can help people be reconciled back to God.
One thing that's helped me the most, and one thing I tried to emphasize to young men when I was working in school, remember the human factor that we deal with. They may not come on Wednesday night. They may not come on Sunday night. There's usually a reason for that. We shouldn't sit in an ivory tower or in an office and know that we're going to be there and look over their plight. Doesn't mean that they're excused for what they do. Doesn't mean that they are accepted in that situation. But unless we get into their lives and into their heads and into their hearts, we're never going to be able to convince them. We can preach all day long, but until we get to where they are. So Renshaw taught us, people do not care how much you know until they know how much you care. We need to remember and consider the human factor. We won't get so discouraged.
Routine. Never forget that you made an investment in your ministry. Never.
And remember that you represent not only the Lord, but you represent their love and the investment they made in you through the years. Secondly, avoid the James and John, we are able syndrome. When I was 23, I was so ready, I was ready to set the world on fire in the church too. Years later, I recognize I'm a little servant of the love of God. Third, the light shines bright at home.